Welcome to The Vibe You're In
with Michael Santana and Will Molina. Welcome to episode 30.
Holy moly, 30.
30 episodes, 30 weeks. Cannot go wrong. We're in our 30s. That was a good time.
It was.
Still is, but that was really, really a good time.
Every time is a good time.
So if you're a first-time listener, thank you for joining our show. I hope you enjoy it. If you want to know what our show is about, it is about mindset. Basically, our show is a soulful elevation of mind, conversations that encourage the discipline of purposeful thinking.
Thinking, learning how to think.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us. For those that listen to us weekly, thank you so much for the support. Thank you so much for hitting that subscribe button, checking our episodes week after week, and also sharing it with people that you believe would serve them as far as the information that we bring and the content that we share.
Hit that button.
Hit that button. You'll never miss another episode. I want to thank our sponsor for the evening, Froggy's Party Pad.
The Enchantment Room at froggyspartypad.com. They can be found and also at theenchantmentroom.com.
And with our sponsor, that allows us to have our super producer engineer extraordinaire,
Short Fuse.
Thank you, Short Fuse, for always making us sound amazing.
Short Fuse.
We're going to have a drink of the night, but we're going to change it up a little bit. We're not going to have a drink today. We're just going to have water.
Nice.
I think so. It's a warm day here in the New England states. And it's always good to replenish your water in your system.
With high quality H2O.
That's right. So cheers to that.
Cheers to that.
Today's topic is a good one. And I'm glad that you have tuned in to hear what we have to say. And I think it's something that may definitely reach to people who own businesses or in the business world. However, a lot of it can apply to your personal life. A lot of the things that we're going to talk about today really will help you get to the places that you want to go, get to the goals you want to do, and also understand the things that you need to hear about the things that you do that make you a better person.
I like that.
What's today's topic?
Today's topic is, and it went over well, at the focus group. Shout out to the focus group. It's called Lose the Fear of Feedback.
The fear of feedback.
A lot of people are afraid of feedback.
I would say so. You know what it is? It's because you are afraid to hear something that may affect you.
And you might be afraid of hearing something that might be true.
That's
and
true.
That you're not facing.
I think that's the biggest part of it. You're going to hear something that's true, and you may know it is, but you don't really want to hear from someone because then you got to make decisions on what you heard.
Right.
So we're going to talk about that.
And also, it's just the fact that you might not want to hear criticism. There's people that don't want to be criticized. And it could be constructive criticism, but they don't see it that way. And they'd rather take it personal. So we're going to talk about feedback. Now, first of all, what is feedback? We know that it's not a screeching or humming sound resulting from the return of a fraction of the output signal from an amplifier or a microphone. It's not that one.
Yeah, it's not that one.
So what are we talking about?
We're talking about the information about reactions to a product, a person's performance of a task, etc., which is used as a basis for improvement.
Basis for improvement.
That's the key word right there.
It is. We have to put feedback equals a basis for improvement. If we can put that into our minds and make it a habit, we're going to be okay. So first of all, Bill Gates, right out the gate, says, we all need people who will give us feedback. It's how we improve.
That's so true.
And we'll say it again. We all need people who will give us feedback. It's how we improve. If we don't get that gauge, if we don't get someone telling us, hey, maybe you can, you know, tweak this or do that, how are we going to know if we're just going without looking to the sides and wondering? And often it's funny because we say don't look to the sides. But in this case, we're saying stop, smell the flowers. Look back at what you're doing. See the bigger picture. If there's something that needs to be fixed, you're going to get it in the form of feedback. Don't be afraid of the feedback.
Absolutely. And I find, like I said earlier, people are afraid to hear it. They really are. But if we spin it in a way in your mind, think of it this way. It's the best way to know where you stand, and it's the best way to know how to improve.
That's funny. I know someone that won't put their business on Yelp because they're afraid that it's like permanent. And they're afraid someone's going to go in there and write a bad review, and then you're not going to be able to do anything about it. But the reality is, think about all the corporations and all the companies that are on Yelp and all the other people that take the chance to be on Yelp. And the good always outweighs the bad. You're going to have some people that are just going to be malicious and put something up there that's, you know, that maybe they shouldn't have said, but they don't care.
Right.
Who cares?
Right. Or it may not be true.
May not be true.
May not be true, but I think you have to understand that the only way you're going to get better, once again, the only way you're going to get better is to understand what you've given.
Right.
What your service, if you're in the service industry, well, how good is your service? How did it perform? How did this person feel with the service you provided? And I'm only speaking in the business sense because a lot of our listeners are in the business or are striving to better their business or they're starting their own business. And this is really key. How do you know what you're doing if you don't ask people how you did it? Right. How did you feel? What can I do? Even if you ask the question, I know you like what I did or you're satisfied with my services, how can I make it better? It'd be nice to hear you were excellent, you were great. I can't thank you enough, but it's also good to hear, you know what? This is possibly something I would have appreciated from you. And you're like, wow, thank you. Because people are just being honest with you and telling you, hey, this is how I would have done it. Not necessarily how they've done it, but they feel that if you would have done it that way, then it increases your ability to serve in a better capacity.
And it opens you up to new ideas as well. They could come back and say, well, I've seen it done this way or I've seen it done that way.
That's right.
Like, oh, that's interesting, I think. And then it's up to you whether you want to add it to your repertoire or not. So here's the thing. Can you handle the truth? Can you imagine a comedian that's afraid of being heckled at a show? Can you imagine that?
Huh.
Yeah. So this would no doubt smother the confidence of the comedian. It would affect performance of the comedian. And undoubtedly, this would lead to the same comedian being harassed on stage. Why? Because in effect, this person is conjuring up this image in their mind, and then they're projecting it outward where they'll be met with its physical equivalent. We always say that. We always say that if you think it, it's going to show up. Right? It goes to form, through form, comes back out as form. And we're talking about the comedian that thinks he's going to be heckled and ends up being heckled because he thought about it so much. Mm-hmm. But that's not just it. In this case, it's feedback in the form of heckling. That heckler might be saying, listen, get your confidence up, get your jokes up, get everything, you know, put yourself in order and come
back.
Try
the next joke.
And try it again. There's nothing wrong with that. This same scenario can play out whether you're a comedian, an attorney, a husband, a wife, a student, athlete, pastry chef. I mean, you name it. The fear of feedback can produce even worse situations. It can paralyze you into non-action. And we've talked about the importance of action here over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Because in a state of non-action, what's going to happen?
You may feel safe from negative feedback, but you're not expanding or growing either.
You're not. You're in non-action. You're completely that guy that we talk about.
That the non-performance? On the
couch. Yes, the non-performance person. And this leads to complete non-performance, and even worse, an excuse to give up.
Yeah, which is the worst.
It's the worst. Feedback can paralyze people because they're like, I don't want to hear it. I don't know. You know what I mean? And this is the thing. Feedback is necessary. And so we're going to take a look at why it's actually good for you, your relationships, and your business.
Robin Sharma said, negative feedback can make us bitter or better.
Can you say
so
that
true. Negative feedback can make us bitter or better.
Can you imagine that? And it's a choice.
It's a choice that you have. It's easier to be bitter about it. I get it. No one's perfect. At times I get feedback on certain things and I get on the defensive.
Yeah, it's none of your business.
Well, maybe not. None of your business. The point I'm trying to make is that there's some pride in what you do.
Yeah.
And sometimes that gets hit. But when you go back and look at it, maybe it takes you a while. Maybe it takes you that moment in silence to hear the feedback, to understand it, particularly if it's coming from someone that cares, and to say to yourself, you know what? That person's right, or she's right, or whoever that may be. And you say to yourself, you know what? I need to improve.
Right.
And what are the steps I have to take? Even if you ask that person, let's say the feedback came back to you and you really don't understand what's being said, ask the question.
Right.
Say, hey, thank you for allowing yourself to tell me about how you feel about me or whatever I do, and certainly how can I improve that?
Right.
And most people who care about you are going to tell you.
They will. And this feedback comes from many different directions. It can come from a response from a survey. It can be somebody's opinion, unsolicited opinion and unsolicited advice. But it could be advice that you asked for. It could be a comment on social media, something that you posted. Mm-hmm. It could be a rating, like rate my agent, right? Mm-hmm. It could be your results themselves. Your results will give you feedback if you pay attention. And it could be an idea that you're sharing and somebody gives you some advice or some feedback on your idea.
Instant feedback.
Instant feedback. This feedback comes to us in two forms. It comes to us as a positive, which is praise, accolades, like, oh my God, Will, you're so awesome. And then you're like shining. Yeah, this is great. I must be doing the right thing, right? I must be doing it right because, you know, Mike's saying that I'm pretty good at this. But it can also come in another form. And what's that?
Dun, 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 dun.
Negative.
Yes.
It can come as a negative feedback. Negative feedback, but just so you know, is just as valuable as the positive feedback, if not more.
Because that's where you learn. That's where you grow.
This is where you get a chance to reassess your thinking mm-hmm. and your action. Mm-hmm. And you get to create a better outcome based on you tweaking it from hearing, hey, you know, you were great.
But,
you know, if you did this a little different. So you get back to, you get a chance to step back and say, what, you know what, that's actually not a bad thing. I think I'm going to listen and I'm going to tweak this. And next time I'm going to come back better. Right? It's
that
all about
sense.
Being better and better.
It's also that other side of it, that you're the person that's providing the feedback. Sometimes you feel, well, how should I say this? And so one of our good friends, Eric Bernazzani, during the focus group, shout out to them, talked about how to really give feedback in a way where it has three parts. He talked about it as a sandwich. I'm not going to get into it, how he did the whole sandwich thing, because he lost me on that. However, you can summarize it. These are the things that I got out of. You start with positivity. Then you go into that feedback that could be that could be understood as negative, but yet it's a positive thing because you're telling that person that it's something that they should take action on. And then at the end, end off that conversation with something positive.
Right.
So it's almost you're sandwiching that negative, what they think or perceive may be negative, really is just the feedback that will help them grow.
Right. And it's sandwiched between two positive ideas.
That's it.
And then approaching it slowly, right, and timely. Mm-hmm. You don't want to give your friend some advice that you should have given them a year ago. And they're going to be like, why didn't you tell me? You know what I mean? Oh, well, because I thought you would be mad. And that's what we're talking about right now, that you don't want to be that person that people think that you're going to get upset if you give them a piece of advice. Again, not unsolicited advice, but something that's going to be constructive and help you along the way in your goal, your relationship, whatever it is. But yeah, so you diplomatically approach someone to give them the feedback. You don't just go blah. You know, you have to have some type of... I lost the word now.
Tact.
Tact. Thank you very much. That's the word. Ding, 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 ding. You have to have tact.
Sure.
But and when we go back to negative feedback, it once you listen to it, it gives you an opportunity for growth, right, mm-hmm. and improvement. And maybe you were heading in the wrong direction, and the feedback that you just heard puts you right back in the right direction, on the right track. That's the thing that we have to understand. In any case, it won't hurt to tweak, readjust, realign yourself so that you're constantly moving up. Because you want to be constantly, it's onward and upward, right?
Sure.
If you're just moving, that's great. But if you're just moving laterally, that's not great. It's onward and upward, not just laterally, because you're going to end up doing, like, say if you reach a certain, say your goal was an income and you reach the income, and then next year you reach the same income, and then the next year after that same, There's no upward mobility.
Well, we talked about graphs.
Right.
What do you like to see in graphs? You like to see that arrow
pointing
jagged.
Up. Yes.
If it has to be, because obviously nothing goes straight.
It doesn't.
But pointing upwards.
Right.
And so that's really, really what it comes down to.
Right. We want to see growth. And at the end of the day, that's what it is. So Colin Humphreys, the British physicist, says, continuous delivery without continuous feedback is very, very dangerous.
Hmm.
And this is what we're saying. Because you can be going on blindly, thinking you're doing the right thing until someone comes in and you're willing to listen and gives you a piece of feedback that's going to make you readjust and make you start moving upward as well as forward.
Well, think of it this way. For all those who own businesses, remember the beginning of your business, how it started. It started with an idea obviously. And then you put it out there. People were receptive to it. Some were even more than others. However, there was a lot of opinion about what you were doing.
If you were blabbing away your idea.
Well, no. Now the idea is out.
Oh, now that it's out there.
Now that it's out there. It's out there. It's in front of everyone and the business is moving. It's the opinions that could be feedback that have helped you grow. So your business now 5 years from now is totally different than it was a year ago. Hopefully on the upward climb, but think of the original people that were around you that supported you and worked with you to tweak the things before it unveiled.
Nice.
Those were feedback. They were. Now, there may have been some negative things said in your mind because, you know, you say, oh, that was hurtful. But you know what? You took it and said, I like that. I like what you just told me because that is what either I was thinking and I was afraid to unveil it that way, or I needed someone to tell me so that I understood it because I thought of it only one way.
Right. That's a great point. Yeah. I say hand clap to you.
Ah, jeez. Wow, thank you.
So at the end of the day, we're talking about feedback, and what we want you to know is don't take it personal.
Don't take it personal. There's like a lot of songs that use that. Don't take it personal. We have to find all the songs that use that phrase, but it's true. Don't take it personal.
You can't. You can't. You do have to take the emotion out of it. The choice is yours. And that's just like always, the choice is yours in any, it's your life. The choice is always yours, how you want to use life itself, mm-hmm. how you want to live it. You can either respond to the feedback and decide what it can do for you or not do for you. But remember that when you respond in any situation, we talk about this here all the time, it's either respond or react. If you respond, you're in control. If you react, you lose control. You want to stay calm. You want to stay there in the moment to be able to see clearly and say, wow, this, I could actually use this, and I can actually use this to elevate myself and my goals and be a better person. Or you can react and take it as a personal attack.
Ah.
And it's going to result in you getting upset, and most likely you're going to get the person that gave you the feedback upset as well. And then what happens?
The ultimate outcome is that the last scenario being that you didn't learn a thing.
Not a thing.
All the while unnecessarily creating animosity and tension, which you never want.
Right? And it could be a friend talking to you.
That's true. So then what follows is that no one will want to give you feedback. Oh boy, now you're in an island stranded.
And no one wants to give you feedback.
Well, that doesn't work. And why doesn't it work? Because they will be afraid of your reactions or won't want to bother getting into an argument with you ever. And you'll never be able to get constructive criticism. There ever. You go. You've just kind of broken the lines of communications by that small reaction.
Yeah.
And we talk about that all the time, the whole upset thing.
Yep.
How it just clouds the mind. You don't focus. Nothing happens. You waste time. And the feedback world, which what we're talking about tonight, that's really, you need to be open to that.
The thing is that if you, like that whole scenario that you just said and you described, if you get your friend upset, if you get your colleague upset, if you get your customer or client upset, and now they're not telling you what they should have been able to tell you, you know, and maybe even repeatedly, not over and over again, but I'm saying every once in a while, if they notice something, you need that. You know, that's something that's going to help you grow, but they're not giving it to you. You know what they're doing? They're talking behind your back about it.
Yeah.
So they're telling other people, yeah, you know, I really want to tell this person that he could be running this better only if he tweaked this, but I'm afraid to tell him because last time I went to say something,
he blew a gasket.
And I cannot, I told myself I don't ever want to get into an argument with this person ever again. It was nasty. I'd rather keep it to myself. So imagine that if you're that person that cannot take feedback, that you break down every time someone's trying to tell you, you know, giving you good advice or something, that no one wants to tell you anything because you're that person. There's no growth. You're stunting your own growth. That's not to say that you cannot grow, but it's so much easier if you're receiving that feedback from the very same people that you're trying to, you know, either cater to mm-hmm. or you're in a relationship with. You should be able to talk to everybody. Everybody should be able to talk to you.
I think that as a practice, when you're hearing this feedback, and typically it's going to come from someone that cares about you, take a moment, breathed, listen to what they said, but focus on who said it to you. And then you say to yourself, is this person worthy of me? Is this a friend, a family member, whoever they may be that's close to you, that you respect? It could be a colleague as well. If you respect them and you know that they care for you, then go back and listen to what they said. And chances are, you're going to work on it. It's not going to go to the bitter box. It's going to go to the positive box. It's not, because you realize it's someone that's saying it. The courage they had to say it to me, I'm going to take this constructively and work on it, regardless of how it hurts, regardless of what you feel when it's being said to you.
Right.
And there's, you know, there's, it's a pattern and you have to work on it. It's not like you can instantly know these things. I myself, like Michael, work on these things every day. We're not perfect. We know that we have to take these steps to say, okay, where do I go with this? How do I take this and make it better for us, for my business, for whatever it may be? It takes time, but you have to do it. You have to try it.
Exactly.
And if it doesn't work, email me at thevibeyourin@gmail.com and I will respond.
You will too. That's funny. You know, listen, feedback is just an opinion. It's just take it or leave it.
Right.
You know, and like you were just saying, it could be coming from somebody that's malicious, but you're going to know that right away. It's not like you're not going to know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this person's just being malicious, and that's fine.
Well, you can sift through that conversation easily.
You're going to follow your gut, right, and you say, well, this person just means to be harmful. And you're not going to give into that game either. You're still going to respond. You know, like, hey, thank you for sharing. But if it's something that it sounds truthful, and obviously the truth, you know, it hurts. It's something, it's an ugly truth. The truth hurts. But they're not, sometimes we're not, they're not doing it maliciously. They're doing it because they care, like you said, and they want to see you be able to tweak or realign or readjust or get back on the path, because it looks like, according to what you've been showing all this time, that you were heading in one direction and it seems like you veered off the path somehow. Or through time, you became outdated and they're trying to get you to update, right? Your whatever you want to call it.
Whatever your business is.
Whatever your business is.
Yeah,
whatever
we go through it.
Programming is. Right. You know, like whatever right. It is that you're trying to do. They're like, hey, listen, they don't really do things like that anymore. This is how, this is how they're doing it now.
No, we don't need you to put that through the fax machine.
Yeah. What's a fax?
Yeah, exactly. No, but here's the thing. And this is coming from something personal that Denise and I went through. And I think it affected us because we got feedback from one of our online profiles, and it was harmful. We knew that it was malicious, okay? But here's the thing. It's out there. How do you react to it? It went to the bitter box first, and then I said, well, we have to spin this in a different way. We looked at it. There was nothing constructive because it felt malicious and it looked malicious, and here's what happened. We let it be. Guess what happened? This online platform helps our business. That's how people meet us when they're searching for our business and our services. Someone said, you know what? I found you on the site, and I don't want to mention any names because and we noticed that everyone said had a lot of high regards for your services, but we found one and it just seemed like it was a fake. Now, I could have taken months and been upset and so forth, but we both collectively realize it may actually be a positive to have something malicious there, because others see the vast majority of the people we've served and they realize, wow, this one person out of, I don't know, 80 people that have reviewed us has really something negative that really doesn't have to do with anything that the others are saying. And so that's just one example of malicious feedback and how it could affect you, because it did. It affected both of us, and we were concerned about it. But ultimately, we said, you know what? We're going to let it go. We're going to let it be. And sure enough, there's been a lot of things that have come through that platform for our business that we're just amazed. And that's still there. So
that's an awesome story. Yeah. It's awesome that you were able to respond rather than react. Because imagine if you would have reacted and responded in a negative way.
Forget it. It was going to go ugly.
It would have been, you would have perpetuated it.
Mm-hmm.
Just been hard.
Michael, do you hear that?
I do.
It's the restaurant of the week. And for this week, we will go back to what we love, which it's pizza.
It is.
What better situation in your mind when you're hungry to say, why don't I just grab a pie or a slice of pizza?
Which I just did.
And so we have an awesome place called Otto's Pizza. They have multiple locations. They are originally from Portland, Maine, and they've expanded here to Massachusetts. And it's just really good old pizza. Really is. Michael, yes. What is your favorite pizza?
Well, here's the thing. I had a slice of cheese.
Okay.
And it felt like a five-course meal.
You can never go wrong with cheese pizza.
You can't, and you can't go wrong at Otto's.
Yeah, so interesting enough, I go to the Otto's in Newburyport, and the reason is, which is quite unique, and I don't know if the other locations have this, but this location is actually built into a place that is called Leary's Liquors. And so you walk in there, you grab your pizza, and you grab your libation. You can grab whatever you'd like, beer, wine, whatever you're into, all in one shop, and go home with your pizza.
Nice.
Now, they did open up a new one in Andover, Massachusetts. It looks more like a restaurant. I haven't been there yet, but I did get to see and pass by, and it looks quite fascinating. There's beer on tap and things like that. So my favorite pizza, before we even go beyond that, is the pepperoni pizza. I can always go for a pepperoni pizza. They do it well. I would highly, highly recommend that you check out one of their locations. If you're in Massachusetts, they have Andover, Arlington, Harvard Square, Coolidge Corner, Linfield, South Boston, and the South End as well. And they have multiple locations in Maine in case you are in Maine.
That's awesome. And if you happen to go to Otto's in Newburyport, they also have a cheese station there, which is pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. Like I said, Leary's combination with Otto's Pizza, you can't go wrong in Newburyport. But Otto's is the way to go. The dough, the pizza, the sauce, everything combined gives you that amazing experience that pizza should give you.
Yes, yes, y'all.
So thank you, Otto's Pizza, which can be found online at ottoportland.com. Thank you for being the restaurant of the week.
OMG.
So back to our topic.
Yes, yes, y'all.
Yes.
You don't stop.
Thank you, Short Fuse, for that awesome interlude.
As always, Short Fuse is bananas.
Yes, yes, yes.
He's got the music in him. He is music.
He is music.
That's right.
That sounds like a movie.
Yeah.
So, feedback. How do we put it all together? How do we break it down, close it out so that it helps the folks that are listening?
This is what it is. With feedback, you got to get over that whole thing that it's a bad thing. Feedback is a good thing. And once you accept it, you embrace it, and you know that feedback is something that you use as a gauge and that you have the right to inspect it, smell it, taste it, look at it, and say, are you either going to use it or you're not going to use it? You don't hold on to it like it's this whole, and you don't run away from it either, like it's this whole bad thing. Feedback is always a good thing. Even the malicious ones,
right.
Believe it or not.
Right.
Because the malicious ones.
Well, that was the example
gonna,
I gave.
Right. It's going to tell you who's who.
Sure.
And also people that are trying to be malicious unwittingly sometimes help you because they think you're going to be like, you know, hurt over it when you're like, oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You know, it's funny with my story. I asked a true professional in the business, in the attorney field of real estate, I asked him, what do you think of this? He goes, well, you know, you can do this and this and that. However, I can tell you that you are in a position that you will look better if you have that than you didn't. And I said, what do you mean by that? He goes, well, because it clearly is not like, oh, everyone loves you. There's someone who didn't and was malicious about it, but yet the others do. And so people will decipher that. I mean, it's easier to go to a restaurant that has a 4.8 rating with 5,000 people that have rated it, then 10 people at 5.0.
Right. That's a good point.
Yeah.
I like it.
Right?
So we're going to do this. It's a good idea to get into the habit of asking for feedback. All right? Now that you're over the notion that it's a bad thing. We have to look for it in places where you're going to know that it's going to be genuine,
sure.
Which is right after a transaction maybe, or in with your family, your friends, your colleagues, whoever you can get it from that you know is going to give you genuine feedback. So now it's not you waiting for feedback, it's you asking for feedback. And you're going to make this a habit, all right? Now look, in his book, The Success Principles, Jack Canfield states that a multimillionaire businessman taught him a question that radically changed the quality of his life. And this is the question. You ready?
Go ahead.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate the quality of our relationship?
That's a deep one.
Right? And you can ask that to anybody. You can go home right now and ask that to your spouse. You can be like, what? I'm serious.
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate our relationship? Hey, if it's not a 10... The next thing you ask is, well, then how can we make it a 10?
Sure.
And then you're able to start working on that. And now that's at home, but you can also do it with your business. Hey, you know, Charlie, you come in here all the time. On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you say I'm running my business? Well, Jack, you know, every time I come in, and they might point something out that you never even noticed. You know, you're so busy doing other things. And you say, well, thank you, Charlie. I really appreciate that feedback. And you get to work on it.
Of course.
You know, so it's awesome. Now, there's variations of the same question, which would be, on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate the meeting we just had? Me as a manager, me as a parent, me as a teacher, this class, this meal, my cooking, our sex life.
Everything.
Everything. We ask you guys out there, how about this podcast?
There you go. And it's easy.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
Exactly. You could rate us on all multiple platforms where you can listen to the show. Or you can email us.
TheVibeHearing@gmail.com.
We've gotten feedback from our listeners, and it's been really good feedback. Like
it has been.
They took the time to listen to the show, make observations. Really was the sandwich method, because it was, I love you guys. I love what you do. This is how I would interpret it. And yep. This is one thing. And as an audience member and someone who listens to you weekly, this is what I would think I would do immediately. And at the same time, keep doing what you're doing.
Right.
So constructive, took the time, because everyone's schedule is extremely busy nowadays, but took the time to give us feedback. And guess what? That really changed my perception of what we were doing. And I took it as great advice. I'm like, wow, here's someone who took the time to give us feedback, and it really improved what we do.
Right. And shout out to them, by the way.
Absolutely.
All of them that have done that, because we welcome it. We're asking you for it.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's the only way we'll get better.
This is the truth. And you know what we do? We learn from it. Stephen Levitt, American economist, says, the key to learning is feedback. The key to learning is feedback. It is nearly impossible to learn anything without it.
There you go.
You know? So we want you to make it a weekly habit to ask for feedback. Feedback is the echo of your performance. Now, listen, I'm going to say that again. Feedback is the echo of your performance. If you are your performance, you're projecting yourself out there, you're putting yourself out there, and then that feedback that comes back is the echo of what you're doing internally. And you got to listen to that, because it might be something saying, hey, that was great, but if you do this a little more, you know, if you do this different next time, you're going to be even better. And this is what we talk about here all the time in our little mindset program.
Yes.
We have to, you know, be better and better. And feedback is important if this is what you're trying to do.
Again, this goes for business or personal.
Absolutely.
Not just business.
It's relationships.
It's relationships.
All the way across the board. And if no one ever gives you feedback and you aren't asking for it, you're going to never be able to measure your growth. And know that if there's something that needs to be changed or updated.
Which can happen.
We were talking about that.
Absolutely.
You don't want to be the dinosaur. No, this is my way or no way. And you're doing things like, you know.
Yeah, the way we run our business 10 years ago is not the same the way we run it now.
And what does Bob say? If you're running your business like you were 5 years ago, you're going out of business.
There you go.
You know, so the feedback helps. And this does go for business and personal. You're absolutely right. Don't wait until you hear something that you need to know about yourself or your business as hearsay. Don't let people say this behind your back.
Exactly.
Ask. It's the one way that we learn about ourselves and our goals from the very people that we're trying to impact with our presence and our performance. Feedback is a good thing. It's a good thing.
So Elon Musk says, I think it's very important to have a feedback loop where you're constantly thinking about what you've done and how you could be doing it better. Elon Musk. Yeah, I think I would listen to him. Imagine that. A gentleman with such high caliber in what he's done and his vision works on the feedback system.
Right. He has a feedback loop.
There you go.
Not afraid of feedback. And Harjeet Kanduha,
okay,
which is the senior VP of HR and HR of Reliance Jio, says feedback is not easy to take, but it makes success a piece of cake.
I like that.
It really is.
Yeah.
It helps you be successful. It makes it easier. Doesn't make it easy. It makes it easier.
So what's today's tip?
Today's tip is this. Every morning, start your day by asking for infallible guidance. Then, when you receive feedback, you'll immediately recognize it for what it is. Never personal. Just information that's needed in the constant circulation of life. Roll with it. Use it to your advantage. Always gauge the source of the input so you understand who you're surrounded with. And by all means, embrace it as an enhancer to your success. Thank you. This is what feedback is. It's an enhancer to your success. If you see it that way as a positive thing, then you're going to embrace it. You're going to ask for it. On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you relate? How would you gauge our relationship? Or how would you rate our relationship,
right,
on a scale from 1 to 10? It's really easy. It's not a bad thing. Look for the feedback. Understand it. And don't take it personal by all means, because that's what's holding you back. It's an easy thing to understand. It's someone giving you a piece of advice that might not even be coming from them. They might have been inspired to tell you that.
Sure.
And that's that infallible guidance that you ask for first thing in the morning. And when you hit the streets, there it is, dead in your face, telling you this is what you need to change just a little bit.
Work on this
and you're going to be better. It might put you in a different direction, which is still towards your goal, but a different path that you weren't expecting. Listen to feedback. It's a good thing.
We leave you with this tonight. Remember this. Feedback is the breakfast of champion. That was Ken Blanchard. Thank you, Ken.
Yes, y'all.
So if you love this episode, hit that subscribe button.
Hit that button.
So you do not miss another episode. I want to thank our sponsor of the evening, Froggy's Party Pad.
And the Enchantment Room at froggyspartypad.com.
Thank you, Short Fuse, for always making us sound amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Sharp Fuse.
And don't forget, coming in September, we have a date that's coming up right now in the beginning of August, all the details, and it's regarding our Raise the Vibe You're In workshop. It's a Raise the Vibe You're In workshop, and we're going to talk about that first thing in August. The date is going to be in late September. Get yourself ready if this is what you're thinking about right now. Raise the vibe you're in. How can I be better? How can I reach my goals? How can I expand myself? How can I open myself up? How can I embrace feedback? How can I do all these things that we're talking about week in and week out?
If you're interested and you want to reach out to us, hit us at thevibeyourin@gmail.com and we'll add you to the communications with regards to the new program.
Yes, y'all.
So as we always say, we are over
and...